Blog Talk Radio.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Sam Cooke. Change is going to come. I thank you for tuning in to Black Talk Radio. Cosmic philosopher, I'm Tim Aldred, author of the book, Bamboozled, Besieged by Lies. This is very, very another substantive time for me to be here and with the kind of things I am thinking about. First of all, I want to say thanks be to the gods. We got some more tornadoes on duty. There's nothing I love to see like the tornadoes at work. Because there is no stronger voice, no strong or stronger evidence that the African people, in spite of their own peril they create on their own species by not listening to the voice of their creator, the gods, the Elohim, we still have standing on this planet. We have more blessing than we seem not realizing. But there is no other creature on earth that has the kind of standing that the hybrid people have on this earth, because three and a half million years ago, before we were created, there was hominid. It's the white people. Mute, uncivilized hominid, the first humankind of creature on planet Earth. That's what the history says. And why I'm talking about this is because there aren't hardly anyone that I know about harmed themselves with the manifestation of what the gods have done on the earth. The gods came about 450,000 years ago. At that time, these hominid been around long before that. So you're talking about 3.5 million years ago, and subtract 450,000 years ago. That gave a good sense, right? A good sense of what the earth and living things existence are, you know, coming to being an existence and departure, and who is left still alive. It's a good way to look at what we have as historic fact to gauge our thinking, our judgment, and to give value to the existence of living things, human and non-human on earth, civilized and uncivilized. But who first came on the planet, according to the history, world history, and the Sumerian history that is the summit, is the major history that we have. World history is not the primary history that we have. Sumerian, the gods' history that the Sumerians are given, that's the major history that we have. So think about Homo sapiens sapiens. It is very, very important that people understand what I am saying, because what I am saying is not a Bible. It's not Bible. Okay? I'm not talking about Bible, because Bible doesn't have any kind when it comes to speaking of history, whether it be the gods' prehistory or it is what they call AD modern time history. It is the prehistory that matters, because only the prehistory states and hold priority over every other form of history, because history that comes after civility was brought to earth. That's the history. That is primary history and supersedes all. So the Bible don't mean anything when it comes to history, whether the primary history or secondary history. Bible doesn't count, right? The Bible belongs to the white Sodomite people, and when you trace the history, that's the only way you will understand what I'm saying, because it's like you don't have your birth certificate, you cannot trace your existence if you don't have the facts of your historic account of your where you're born, your parents and the time and stuff like that. Right? So prehistory is what dominates any kind of history that you want to talk about. Prehistory dominates. Sumerian history dominates, because Sumerian history is the history of the gods. If you don't know that. Okay? Now, I'm telling you that because it's the most certain account that we are governed by is prehistory. Prehistory brings us human civilization. Okay? And the hominid that came into existence 3.5 million years ago did not bring civility. Read the World History Textbook good, and you know, I'm here. You can call me. And if you have any misgivings pertaining to any facts that I'm stating and claim it is real history I'm talking about, if you have something to tell me concerning that, yes. So what I'm saying is ultimate stuff. But I'm talking about history. I mean, there's nothing that anybody can tell me about what happened 2,000 years ago. It doesn't matter. AD Anno Domini doesn't matter. What matters, what controls the power on the planet, is the God civilization that they brought here. These Sodomites, it's a story, it is not that there is nothing that is hidden or not recorded to hinder us from knowing what we are to regard on this planet as the way, the civilized way of life. There's nothing you can tell from the Bible that supersedes the history before the flood, because that's the only history that is civilized. All right? So I'm telling you that it's ultimate. And there is nobody else that has a superior history than the one that I have spoken about. So I was saying, I'm here, call me if you have something to say concerning what I'm putting forth as historic fact. Remember, I yield to historic fact. Okay? And I don't have any authority beyond the history that I'm talking about. So it's easy for anybody to call me and get your views in. And first of all, usurp me with a greater knowledge of history, like I said, prehistory. If your history supersedes prehistory, that we have in history resource, okay, to read and find out. Now, if you don't have a history that supersedes what I'm saying, don't even bother talk to me, because I have no intention of arguing with something that is not relevant. Okay? It's irrelevant to, it's like when the tornadoes and, you know, the mighty forces of the gods come into effect, it doesn't matter what you think. Contrary to the civilized history what we have, nobody at all thinking something contrary and don't submit to the power of the gods. If you don't submit to that concerning these natural forces, the workings of the forces of nature belongs to the gods. When they were here on earth, they demonstrate that. And the people who live in their time, even these white people, since they began to talk, since these hominids began to talk, these Homo erectus, it's in the world history textbook what they had to say about the gods. I read it here, but because the sodomites keep on diverting people with the Bible and the church. So people, when they hear the factual record or story, they don't pay no attention, because the church and the sodomite God in the Bible, what they talk about, Adam and Eve in a garden, those things are not true. And if you're looking at the time that I am referring to, 3.5 million years ago. If you're looking at it, you won't find any problem. Now, if you can set up a different timeline that is not in the world history textbook, and you can prove that the timeline that I'm talking about, I don't see a superior history than National Geographic. So you'd have to go to the sodomite AD and Adamani people then, because they are the ones who say this is the history that control even them. Right? So if you go by the Adam and Eve story, right? You see, it is all subjected to time. Time on earth. So they themselves, you know, they were not talking when the gods came with civilization. This is a lot of power in what I'm saying. And guess what? Somebody like me, in order to obtain this knowledge based on the history, that you cannot say I am building a new world, making a new world order, and when I sack it to A.D. Anadamani that it is a faggot thing, it has nothing to do with civilization, there's nothing you can do about it. And when these homosexual who claim to own the world and everything, when they hear what I have to say, neither them, with all of the billions and billions of dollars and things that they say they have, they don't own nothing. They don't even own their own shit. Prove that federal government is real a government. They can't.
They cannot prove it. All the banking and all like and all this stuff that we have today and are being controlled by. Come on, these fucking white shit, fucking white people, them. You think they come here with all the criminal killing everybody and stuff like that? Everywhere our black people go, migrating out of Africa, they are back there no sooner than they interbreed and can talk. You got to understand the history. If you don't know the history, you don't really know yourself. Neither do you know that these white fucking ass white people are just criminals. We won't be able to do anything about it until we know the history. Now, I'm telling you, it is something that I never knew until I was able to read enough and to understand enough that I can tell you what I'm telling you with such force of certainty. As long as I am alive, don't bring a Biden Trump and anything that is under what they call United States Constitution. You don't bring that to me, because the Constitution, psychologically, it's all made up of shittery of these fucking white people. It's not about African people. No. And as far as the date that I'm quoting to you, like 3.5 million years ago, when they just started evolution on the planet Earth. Look into that and compare it with what I'm saying about Constitution in America. You will find out that there is absolutely nobody on earth that can debunk what I am saying. Government was set up by the gods, because they are the only civilized being that first spread civility on earth. Only that history get us civilization. How these sodomites come to be talking is something that you must find out, because the history book does show that they are the first hominid human-like creatures. And for all over the 3.5 million years, they never spoke a word or of a language. That's a fact. So not unless you want to say, so what that has to do with us now, it has the precedence for civilization. So you might think that, you are in the past, you're stuck on the past. You are sustained by the past. Okay? So you are too unknowing to cope with the fact that is in the world is the textbook. Because I'm not a hurry come up, what they call it, you know, or a wayside idle chatter. No, I'm not coming from there. I'm coming from due process of the history, 3.5 million years ago, where these white people, ancestors, began on evolution, on the evolution tree. Okay? They were not created, created by evolution to speak. They were kind of a creature, but they had enough sense to make stone tools. Yes. they were only developed to make stone tools. And, of course, the nature thing like animals, they know to breed up. It's just that as the first humanoid and what they were, you know, their perception and judgment and thing like that did not come close to being really civilized folks, right? So they went on until they become a second grade humanoid. Which spring up from hominid, right? So they are direct descendants of hominid. To this day, white people are hominid. That's where they come from in origin. Okay? They did not originate themselves. They come from the first hominid. That's what the World History textbooks say. Call me and talk to me if you want to come in to the program here. 347-850-1358. Right? I repeat that. 347-850-1358. I entertain anybody who wants to come in here and have a say. I do that. Every show, I don't talk unless that invitation is up, and you know, sending you that invitation now. Anytime I am here on the show, anybody can call me and talk to me. It's just that since I am a 100%. Honest person. I don't claim to have any priority over anybody who have a proper knowledge better than what I have on anything. I will not, you know, I bow down to what is the truth. And if I am not correct, I am always looking out for where I am not correct. But if I hold on to something like when the World History textbook tells me the estimated time where the first hominid human evolved, I hold on to that. It's in the World History textbook. I don't see, it doesn't fly in collision with anything else that is known as history, that is a fact, historic fact, right? The evolution of hominid, the white people's ancestry, that brought forth Homo erectus, it doesn't go head on with and crash into any other history, right? So these people are who I am talking. They never spoke a word. They had no language. When the gods came here 450,000 years ago, they were up in Europe. That's where they were. And they never spoke a word. There's no history that show them that they spoke any word. And there's no history that I read that show that they had any connection with the gods throughout many thousands of years. And it was after they created primitive workers for their mission that 100,000 years from the start of hybrid existence by the gods, a mixture that created them is by DNA fertilization in vitro in glass tube. That's what created the hybrid civilized Homo sapiens sapiens. That was the sudden appearance of Homo sapiens sapien hybrid human being to be a primitive worker. Now, if you trace the history, you won't find any white people talking 100,000 years ago. 100,000 years ago, these Homo erectus, hominid, did not talk 100,000 years ago. Bring me the history to prove that they did. They, 100,000 years ago, they were making stone tools. 3.5 million years ago, they are hominid, and they are hominid, mute, human-like creatures. They didn't speak a word. And all that the history book shows, I mean, they're writing this history after it already occurred, right? And what the history is saying of them, they never make anything but stone tools and can light a fire. These humans, far above any fish or any other any other being in their time, did not do anything civilized except making stone tools, and they hunt, and they can make a fire. They don't know anything about making clothes, except they use animal skin to make some kind of a clothing. They don't know anything about cotton and cloth and all like that. These people did not. And this is a fact that we must know, because outside of that, when you have these hominid Homo erectus go out of line and create a situation where they are interbreeding with the Neanderthals and interbreed with African and begin to talk. They didn't begin to talk with the Homo, with the Neanderthals, but they surely get attributes, higher attributes of hominid and Homo erectus. They did get higher attribute, human attribute from them, but the Neanderthals come from Homo sapien, the base root of Homo sapien. And they never spoke. Homo sapien never spoke a word, right? But they have higher human attitudes, clivity, right? So that the gods use the Homo sapiens, use deer DNA, blood, to mix with deers, right? So we have a situation in history where Homo sapiens, the root parents for Homo sapiens, the gods used deer blood to mix with theirs and created the DNA fertilization in glass tube. That's what the history says. And you don't find the story of this prehistory, the prehistory creation. You don't find it in the world history textbook. but they have relevant things in keeping with that history. You see, because there is a reason why these Sodomite white people don't write the Sumerian history into the Bible. It is because by the time they interbreed up with Neanderthals and with the African hybrid people, oh, their eye open now. They can see a lot of things, and now couple with whatever humanity they picked up from their origin and now interbreed, come and evolve to the Homo, the second grade human development, right? They interbreed with the third human development, that is the Neanderthals that came from the hybrid, the Homo sapien. So Neanderthal come from Homo sapien, and so are we, African hybrid, first anatomic human. We were created instantly, initially and instantly, an hybrid. People are hybrid. Everyone. Indian, Chinese, Hispanics, and all the rest of non-white, non-humanoid. We are all hybrid from the God's blood mixed with Homo sapien. It is as simple as that. These white people now take a position to where, after they interbreed with the African people, they begin to like get a large draw, a second generation. You know, is like they were dumping the whatever they get from the Homo from the Neanderthals, or they were going to make use of what they get from the Neanderthals, except they couldn't talk. Neanderthals didn't make them talk. Attributes that they pick up from the Neanderthals did them a lot of good, because they were more qualified now biologically to mingle with the African hybrid people who come from Homo sapiens. Now, what make the difference and make create trouble in the world till this day with the gods is because our people, when they are migrating out of Africa, and I'm talking about those who did, because not everyone left Africa. When they interbreed with these Africans and realize that the pygmy them where them have, you know, the interbreeding, make them talk. The interbreed make them talk. And over the years, you know, those who did not have was not born into that intermixing, they're dead out and gone, and then this new generation now that can talk, they take the place. So today, I don't know if you can find a Homo erectus is pure blood Homo erectus, or even just come from Neanderthals, They had to crossbreed with the blood. They had to crossbreed, let's say, with the crossbreeding. Culture. They have to interbreed to be able to talk. So all of them are talk today because they all get to baptize into hybrid blood. And hybrid humans mean you have the blood of the gods. And that's what is causing the problem here today. This is what is causing the problem here today. Now, I didn't want to go as long as I have talking about that because I was just setting a foundation and very much in line with what I proposed to talk about. Now, it makes, a lot of people don't know the difference it makes to know the fact about white people existence and the Homo sapien existence. It's two different things. Two different things. But look, these white people are brand new criminals. And before they did anything politically, but they were able to talk and learn to read and write, something that they never did for 3.5 million years. The interbreeding miscegenation had everything to do with these folks talking and be the first criminal on the planet Earth. So now you can hardly tell difference between them and real civilized people. It's not that the difference is not there. Difference is there, but it obscure civilization. They are a false image of civilization, a blight set of white people. They blight because they're nothing real. Nothing real. And the fact that they can do a lot of good things makes it worse. Because they are great imitators, wrongly emulators. That's who they are. And it takes someone, anybody who read well, should be able to start thinking chronologically. Because you have university education and stuff like that. And yet still, you probably don't know nothing about what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is the fact, is the truth. And you may think that, well, because you have a lot of money and blah, 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 and this and that, and, you know, those things, you know, all you need is ask those people who go to tsunami. You see, where wind and water washed them away and everything they had. So whatever you have and you think that because you live so long and, you know, feel good about life and you have everything you need, and you think that's all well and good. You think that's all well and good. That life is beyond that. Life is beyond that. And if at this stage now, we are nothing that is pertaining to civilization matters today because of these sodomites. Right? But this is important. as I'm going to go next to the solar calendar that began civilization, has nothing to do with these sodomites. Nothing at all. They are a sodomite culture for good, because they are the ones that come in from 3.5 million years ago. The means by which they have some sense of civility is by an evil act that wanting sex with Neanderthals and the hybrid Homo sapiens mingle with the God's blood. And throughout the Bible, you hear that they're writing the Bible and putting information that is relevant to the African people creation in the image and likeness of the gods. But they write a Bible and don't include the fact. And that's what is making the trouble today. If you don't read and understand and get a good footing from where we are coming from, you will never understand what I'm saying. Okay? But my illustration, I don't find anybody yet to challenge that. Because when I write on Facebook and Twitter and asking about the Constitution of the United States, no one responds to it. I mean, on Twitter, where a lot of people are there on Twitter. But no one challenged my question about the Constitution of America, because I read and I find out what causes the human world, the civilized world, to go down, take a nosedive. Okay? Take a nosedive. We're sodomy. Sodomy is a very hard thing to gain prominence anywhere. But as you can see, the error of the African people over the past 100,000 years is what bring the world to what it is. And record of it is in the Bible that you have. Right? Now, if they had written the truth started in Genesis, they wouldn't really be planning to go anywhere. But the fact that they have a high ambition to go ahead and control everything in the world and control the hybrid people, this is the reason why they write the Bible, and with all of these fictional things that they put in the Bible to remain forever. That is to get rid of the African people completely. And see, right now, the move that they make to move into America is a very serious move that you don't even understand. They move into America because it is the final stage here in America. Is the place to complete what these faggot or homosexual have in mind. Okay, see, they go into, let's say they go to the moon, right, and up to Mars and things like that. And if they were not stopped by the powers that is higher than them, I could only guess what could have been happening in the world right now. If they were not stopped from going ahead with, go up to Mars and go fuck it out, buddy, fuck it out, and start colonizing up there, because that's what they are bent on doing. From Gorbachev and Reagan time, back in the 80s there, right? And two major spacecraft that they send up there that was well on the way to really get things rolling up on Mars the moonlet. There was two moonlets of Mars. And this one that is called Phobos, it was is the one that they were working on when they get, you know, I mean, their spacecraft was blown out of the sky. Phobos 2. So they had Phobos 1. But Phobos 1 didn't reach. And it's just the other day I get around to ask a question, what had happened to Phobos 1? Because I keep on reading reference to it, but I never got to it, you know, back in time when they were making it and sent it off. You know, back them time I was still in the Bible and into Jesus and God, right? But not too long ago, you know, I come to reading and have something in me to digest some of these things because I was never, you know, a good reader or nothing. But I'm not saying I am a good reader today, but I am a better reader than what I was, right? So the things them that I can understand now, I graduate high school, right? So I have a pretty something that helps me then, right, to understand. I mean, certain kind of information, and I went. I graduate paralegal as well, right? So I'm not all that, you know, I'm not that stupid, okay? So now I'm saying to you that, yes, these white people that you see here today, you don't know them. Do you know them? Listen, African people are skylarking, but they're skylarking, as I put it, because these white people, over the past 100,000 years ago, when our people were leaving migrated out of Africa, they enhanced themselves by interbreeding with African people. Today, they will not tell you that's what they did. But it is in history, though, and you'll have to read a lot to find out. Okay? That it is white people who turn African people into idiots today. Why we are a part of the church, why we are everything that the church established today. Really? I am seeing by reading the history and watching my people and knowing that I myself, born in Jamaica, a part of the white people dynasty of slavery. When I see that, and I see a ton load of African people, like one girl I saw on a video last night, and she was talking about how she was the wife of a black minister who is a homosexual and child predator. Married to him for about 13 years. And look, this is a nice, good-looking black girl. And right now, she may be like 32 or something like that, years of age now. She's not that old. And she's telling the tales of how eventually she served, you know, her husband with going, you know, making up churches and stuff like that, and carrying church. And now, when she realized that it was not a good thing, based on what she found out over these 13 years she married to him, I only wonder why she stayed with him, you know, after she realized that kind of, he was into that kind of stuff, right? So, you see, this is all bad. Now, where did that guy, how did that black man become a sodomite? Are these white people who come to America do it, you know? It's them. Because now you can't count now how much black people turn gay. Because they are, you know, it was a bad thing for them to be accepted in America the first time. When they come from England and come here, they should be turned away. They should not be allowed to come here and settle down. And that was a bad thing. But when they come, we are duped long before they came here the first time. Because by then, they have already signed like a compact with Africa. But they only dealt with us and gained grounds after they did the interbreeding. After they did the interbreeding and they can talk and they begin to like learning to hold their own with speech and writing. That was from then they begin to drop the Jim Jones Kool-Aid on African people to where they get their jump start, their criminal jump start, where they begin to dupe Africans who say them are leaders and stuff like that. They were no match for them. And these guys who started to talk and learn how to do things and go into our learning institutions, till now, I mean, what I'm trying to tell you is that they are sodomites. And they didn't come out and tell the world that they are sodomites. No, they keep it to themselves. You see, and gradually mix in with the African people. You see, and had the interbreeding continue over the past 100,000 years until, say, in the last 12,000 years, it like things get out of hand because you don't have any black people anymore who is be careful of them and their sodomy. No, they do it in such a unique way that today you don't see any black people alarmed about sodomy, and they don't make it easy to get frightened of them the way they operate over the past, say, 12,000 years. So I could understand the first part of their, you know, putting their claw into black people is from way, way, way up. You see, the fact that they were able to interbreed with our people back then, you know, 100,000 years ago as they were passing out, they take them into the stippy and whatever they did with them, right? So what I am saying to you now is that, no, it's hard for us to read and digest the fact of history. It's difficult. And when you begin to digest the fact of history, you don't have your own people to even agree with what you are reading and find out. No, because everybody now is inculcated with Adam and Eve in a garden, which that's the worst thing to happen to us, is to start thinking that we were created in a garden of Eden, that not even these fucking ass white people can't write it in the Bible and say where the place is. When I'm reading history about Anu and Lil and how they came to Earth, and mine goal in South Africa. And although the place is there, black people not interested in that. Black people are interested in America and all the glitz and the glamour in America. And although these sodomites are there out in Hollywood and what they're doing, oh, black people are just want food and clothes and stuff and sex too. But I don't see black people going to I don't see black people going to become sodomite because it's not in our blood. It's not in our blood. Our genes don't have that. However, since they begin to do the kind of stuff that they're doing and mess up our social order of life, the pedophiles and the all that kind of thing that they begin to do to us because they now interbreed and have access, and these that like what you call their juices or what his name is, Smollett, this guy where sent out these guys to attack him. The guy is not a black person. He is one of the creation of the white people, them sodomites, in the interbreeding. That's what he is. You hear he talks freely, he's homosexual. Black people don't talk homosexuality. Read history and from prehistory. So you can't gauge black people attitude and their manner of existence by what you call it, transatlantic slave trade people, and we call it diaspora. No, because we get messed up long before they put us in a ship and make us slaves. You're talking about 100,000 years ago, where we are, our people step out of line and interbreed up, and then these people begin to move into us and have influence over us and brainwash us too. And I read, you know, they're not that smart, but they are a lot smarter than us at the rate that we were in development and we were never worldly wise. These white folks are more worldly wise than us. Right? And you can see that we are far ahead of them being civilized. Yeah, we are. They'll never be ahead of us. But if we don't get the learning and the training, they'll kick us where we'll never find ourselves. Okay? But if you know the truth, they'll never handle you. It doesn't matter who they are. You know? They should never get where they are, but they trick, they play their hand, right? Because if they were making stone tool and all that kind of stuff, stone tool, they didn't talk or nothing like that. They could make fire. They have something going for them. Yes, they have something going for them. But now we have eternity. We have lost the civilized power. We have lost. But the point is, had we remain exactly who we were and develop, we wouldn't be in this shape here today. So what the problem is? The problem is, can we realize what has happened? Read history and reform ourselves. Can we do that? That's what we're supposed to do. And if we cannot do it, we're going to perish, you see. We're going to perish. All right. So what I am building up to is that the things that belongs to us, we can no longer work with it because we don't know the value of what the gods have done on this earth. And to any part of the earth we are, we have that ingenious and power to deal with humanity. These white people don't and will never do. The thing is, we need to get them out of our territory. You see what I mean? Because they take over to the point where we are not allowed to do anything beside work underneath what white people say. You see what I mean? These people are the first criminal. And when they say they have a government, for them government is to do real evil atrocity to wipe out the existence of the African people. You see what I mean? Because they are not interested in our heterosexual existence. They want us to be sodomites. And you probably don't see that because guess what? You're under the veil that they spread. And when they talk about in the Bible, about Jesus said, come and I'll make you, I'll make you fishers of men and all those kind of stuff. We don't know what they're talking about. It's a code. It is a code because nothing can materialize like that. You know what I mean? So we are coming a long way with these white people turn us into idiots. You see what I mean? And it's going to be a hard thing, as you can see, many of the advocates for African people, they never get to understand nothing because they are in the church, in the white people church. And I read in the World History textbook where they're coming from, where they learn from us, where they get all of the things that they are going on with. They get it from us because they never spoke. 3 million years, they never spoke until they interbreed with the hybrid of Africa, not the Neanderthals. You see, it is since then that things begin to go fast down the hill for the African people. So a wrong association of African people with these sodomites, that's what breaks civility down. Whereas when they could only talk and do certain things, they start to like destroy everything we have instead of working with us and, you know, make life for themselves. We're not turning sodomite, but if they come to be, you know, a viable type of human and sodomy is their thing, stay where you are. We are not supposed to mingle with them, but it don't mean that, like in the way we live and interact with them nowadays in a workplace and stuff like that. Why couldn't they behave like that? Like that's all they want is for us to accept them and give them work and stuff like that. No, they want to take full control, right? So if we don't come to the understanding of what happened and where we are coming from, they will always tell you what to do. And the next thing is that, as you can see right now, they're not about backing down from wanting to fuck your ass. That's what they delight in. To the point where they never know about law and all that. I mean, follow what I'm telling you now, where they're coming from. Hominid, number one, humanity, and they progress up to number two, human existence, Homo erectus, and some others. But Homo erectus, they never know none about no language. So the interbreeding break them into everything that we are exposed to by being hybrid of the gods. So we did not protect the secrets that civilization carries. They come in and know the secret we're not supposed to know. And they have these Yamnaya culture, sodomite culture. Sodomite culture. And go ahead and make up the church, because we never have no church. We just have way of life and an institution that sustain our way of life. We call it a religion. But it's not anything like where they make up called church. So you don't call church religion. They are the ones that bring it to us. They go into, look, if it hadn't been for the miscegenation, the cross reading that they did long before we were born, they couldn't just come anywhere we are, like go to Europe and go overthrow the king. But first, before they overthrow the king in Europe, you can see that there was an association between these faggots and the government of Africa. You can see that there was something, because they couldn't come and do all the kind of things from back 2,600 years till today. And Africa have padlock on them lip. They will say nothing about these white sodomite folks. Okay? So it is anybody's guess as to why is it America, I give them money today. Hello? And how many African people come and ship? They say it must be about 12 million of us. Okay? And all of the leaders, governors of Africa, they are no longer kingship rule kings anymore. They turn democracy now. I mean, the irony of this view of the world that we sitting on right now today is one that, you know, it's hard to take. It's just that when you read and understand it, now that's a lot of relief. And especially if they never turn you into sodomite, and you're the real McCoy hybrid, you know, of the gods' blood. If you're untainted by them, and you have find yourself living in what, you know, their takeover, no, you got to be kidding me. And what we have lost, that's what is the burden now that we carry. What we have lost. When you're celebrating Christmas and Easter and all that kind of thing about Jesus, that is something that, you know, make you vomit. But, I mean, how much of us is vomiting when I grow up and my parents are Christians? All right, my friends, listen. We are having a hard time. But I can tell you this, the way I began to read and begin to understand things, I don't see another way for us to learn and rehabilitate ourselves. There's no other way, because ain't nobody trying to rehabilitate me. It's that my interest became invoked, and I began to desire to know what's going on. I put my interest to it. I don't want to live another life. Now, these homosexuals are here in the Western world, and let's say in America here, because of the relationship that I have been illustrating to you about. You see, like, look, it's like super glue all these people down on our territory and amongst us It's like, you know, there's all the anything that, not that nothing can be done, but we'll have to learn. We'll have to get the right education and take the right position and don't get into a war. We don't want no war. We want the power of the gods to work. And so we have the knowledge to go about it. And that's the knowledge that I have cultivated by reading and trying to pass on to other people. Because I am not into these faggot people to nurse them and like I want to be a part of their life. No, they must get out. I'm telling you, they must. No, there is no kind of acceptance of sodomites into African territories and in their society. There is none. And what they have done already over the years till now, why would any African person want sodomite to dwell among us? Number one, they don't want to hear the name of the God's call. That's number one. And the rest of it, what we come to understand, what they provide for us, and these sodomites come and say it's theirs through their, you know, the act that is committed, we give them our blood, and they turn around and kill us. And the God say, well, we will have to pay for our own misdeeds. You see? And because of that, we become mentally, psychologically blind. That these folks can write any crap of nasty thoughts that support them and push us down into degradation. So they can tell us anything, right? And then, you know, these guys are, right out there, make us know that they're sodomites now. Not like before when they were not telling it. They were not telling it. They were trying to make their way in and get their grasp down. Right now is that intellectually, once we can show them the way out of our territory, they will go. They don't have any choice because it's not written of them to say this. Context of the God setting up civilization for us that don't include these white people that is, you know, pushing their sodomites on us and stealing what we have. The end of the Neolithic Age. There was a change. And there, that's the Bronze Age, okay? The Bronze Age changed mightily what the human hybrid. Because remember, the gods stationed in South Africa and then doing things all over the world in Egypt and places like that. Now, white people is not a part of that, okay? So they don't have any right to approach any of our territory. Removing the king of Rome was the worst thing to have happened because from there downhill, the world society plunged, okay, beneath civility. Sodomite increase and African people accept sodomite existence, and if they don't like it, they can't go anywhere and gain preeminence, okay? Because they're going to call you now you're homophobic. They're going to call you all kinds of stuff, heretic, and call you Imagine, they get opportunity to come in and degradate us to that dimension. You see what I mean? But this is an irony that we must discover. All right. So what I'm trying to tell you is that to show you how far apart we are from them, that it is more irony, a ton of irony, that they can be doing what they are doing to us right now. It's sick. But see, it tells you here that by the beginning of the Bronze Age, large numbers of people were concentrated in the river valleys of Mesopotamia, Egypt, India, and China. This would lead to a whole new pattern of human life. And it goes on to tell you how the civilized life began. And it is the civilized life that the gods established for us. It's called the emergence of civilization. And it tells you how civilized culture was formed by civilization. Civilization was by the gods. They live and have government among all those that they brought with them, because this was a very big project that they worked on in South Africa. And then throughout the world, you see how humanity are built up all around the world. And it is a civilization by the gods. The white people never have anything to do with us. And I say to you, if you don't keep your eye on what happened, you won't understand anything that I'm saying. And you will just go on like a donkey. But what I'm trying to say to you is that when we are walking, migrating out of Africa, that was when these, sodomite people began to, like, sneak around and begin to, like, you know, like, do stuff with African people sexually. So you can understand it trickle on. You see? And over years, it trickled until it become normative. You see? Until, nobody understand the mystique of what was going on with sodomite interfering with African people until it was out of hand. It's the interbreeding. But remember, they were interbreeding before they come to the African people. Okay? So what I'm trying to say to you is that white people don't have no sense of civility, saving what they get since they interbreed with Africans. As I told you, you could see them way behind coming 3.5 million years ago. Before 450,000 years when the gods came here. All right. So now it went on until when these things are identified. The emergence of civilization. Today, you don't get no sense of what civilization is. But read it in the World History textbook. Watch the development of African people out of Africa until the big time came, the River Valley, Mesopotamia, Egypt, India, and China. You don't hear no name call about Europe. Okay? But they are in Africa, in Europe, 1.5 million years before, you know, we were coming out of Africa and go places, when the interbreeding start from the Sipi them, okay, and they get a new generation of white people called Yamnaya culture. You got to understand this, okay, because it just didn't happen by the snap of the finger. You ought to be able to understand what 3.5 million years really is, and that it is them who were into that evolution that brought them up to Homo erectus, and then Homo erectus interbreed with the Neanderthals. Neanderthals came from Homo sapien, a third level human development. So you got to follow the history to understand what I'm saying. That now you're a church person. You believe in Jesus. And all of these are filthy dead frog type of odor. Okay? That if you understand, you don't want no part of it. But now you don't know anything else. Besides St. John 3:16, for God to love the world. And Adam and Eve sin against God in a garden. And it is far. The word far is not even a good word to use. It's impossible for it to be true, right? So just put it like that. There is nothing in the world, it's the textbook, that lead you to think that these white people are a part of God's creation in a garden of Eden. That don't exist. It's not in this world history, and the world history is not a Bible. It's not anything sacred, like a Bible and stuff like that. For this world history textbook to be written the way it is enough to let you understand the difference between African ethnic people. We are not just dark-skinned people. You have the Chinese, you have the Indians, and you have the Arabs, you have the Hispanics, and more. Okay? How they come to dominate us? You think from not talking, they could? And even now, they only know to kill people and make themselves like the greatest? No, they do it subtly. And it all happened when Africa tell them that they can do what they're doing today. If Africa never tell them, they have the government. It's written in history. They are the ones to rule the world, but they didn't want to rule the world. They tell these white guys, go and rule it. Now, if Africa didn't do that, then why Africa didn't do anything at all and allow them to make Bible and turn the world upside down and still haven't done anything? Now, you tell me where I'm wrong at. You see, and if you want to really live the life as an African hybrid person, you will have to stop believing in the Bible, because the Bible don't have any truth for your history. No academic person say Adam and Eve was in a garden. Just think about that, right? And you've gone off, and the only way you're going to be able to reconcile yourself to who you really are in your genome is to read and understand it the way I come to read and understand it. Okay. Now, so it goes on. Riza City. White people have nothing to do with it. Steal and trick us through the miscegenation. Riza City. It's all ours. Growth of government. It's all ours. It's a growth. It's not just, you know, the first institution of government. These Elohim brought government here. The name is kingship. Okay? It's still in existence as long as we are here. But these Sodomites come in and turn us in somewhere else. So listen where I'm going to bring you to now. I'm bringing you to the role of religion, not church, my friend. Get church out of your mind, because church is not a civilized thing. Okay? There's a lot of reading to do. Like one guy told me, you know, he need to put the puzzle together, right? And he gets something to put the puzzle together. If you don't get that perspective, these white people are going to one day fuck your ass. And you're going to think like, oh, okay, it's all right. Now, this is what is written into this world history textbook concerning religion, not church. Important religious developments. Important religious developments also characterize the new urban civilizations. Listen to that. All of them develop religions to explain the workings of the forces of nature and the fact of their own existence. So it is two objects there, and that one is the Elohim with the workings of the forces of nature is our subject, is the fact of their own existence. What is the fact of the hybrid people existence? As I can show you, the separation between us and European Sodomites, who is up there 1.5 million years before the gods came here and before we were created 200,000 years ago. There's nothing that joined them with us. So it's interbreed by hominid and Homo erectus that got us where we are, because our people lay themselves careless and go lie down and fuck with them and get them hybrid blood. This is the case. So you may think it's out of the question why people must go back to Europe. It's not a joke. And nobody's going to hold a gun and try to drive them out. They have all the guns and all the kind of stuff that they have. But it's not compared to what we have. Teach ourselves what the truth is. Once we know the truth, because here I am, I'm talking. Now, who do you see is coming on this program and, you know, like, shuffle what I'm saying? No, because I'm in the arrow, you know, is bullseye. I'm going right where it started and where we are today. I mean, who do you think have another bullseye? There's nobody with the bullseye. This guy is talking about the bullseye. And anybody else, you know, I don't own the patent for this. It's right here in the world. It's a textbook. So no matter what I'm saying, you can't say, oh, he's going on like he know it all. And you don't have any right to say that. Because I don't lay any claim to this more than you supposed to lay claim to what is true. You can't blame me if you don't understand. Okay? It's for you and I to talk and share views. How did I get here? No, not my father, not my mother. They were total Christians. So I am telling you, I need to... It tells you, he says, gods and goddesses were often believed to be crucial to a community's success. To win their favor, priests supervised rituals aimed at pleasing them. You hear that? You hear the exclusive adoration to the gods? This gave the priests special power and made them very important people. Rulers also claimed that their power was based on divine approval, and some rulers claimed to be divine. And my friends, it goes on to tell you about a new social structure has developed. It's not a structure that is shared with us and Sodomites who come in and interbreed, okay? We don't have anything to do with them. Now, by me coming out, you know, oh, they come out as Sodomites. Well, here we are who have been spoiled for over 12,000 years now or 100,000 years. Here we are now, after we've been turned fool. We are coming out of that darkness into light and claiming what is ours. I'm telling these white people, go back to Europe where you come from. Because we are going to, like, wipe you out with tornadoes. You see, no sooner than we are back on track, strong, not just me alone here sitting in this corner, you know, whining and talking. But time has come that these honest fucking white people go back where they come from. No joke about that. So it is because of what we have at stake and why the gods is not making showing to us, you see, and leave us to fix our problem. This is what has happened. So here come is the calendar. The calendar. The original calendar. That's what I say. We cannot allow these faggot, honest fucking white people to shove us out of existence when we are the ones that have the things that the gods establish on earth, and they come and take it for themselves. These faggots take it for themselves, and we can't even tell them that's what they do. No, I'm telling you, they must go. White people, you are expelled. With all these things that I have explained, you must understand you are expelled, or you are going to get the powers from above, the gods never want you around. They never give no privilege to white, honest fucking white people coming in and intermingle with people you don't belong around. That's right. Now, know that we have seen the truth. It's time for us to tell you, get out. And that's what I'm telling you. Get out. Because all what you say you have, you don't have anything. Okay? You don't have no wealth in America. None whatsoever. You know, you're stinking ass, interbreeding and all them kind of thing, and turn us into idiots. All right, the time has come. The wheel turns. You really got to go back where you come from. You don't hear nobody else telling you that, but you hear me telling you that. Go back to your fucking Europe, okay? Go back up there, because that's where you learn to fuck ass. You don't among us. You bring in that come here for us to learn your fucking ass. Well, no dice. Go back to where you come from with it. Take all your dogs, your women, and whatever them. And if any black people want to go there, the fuck ass. The whole lock, stock, bother are you. Go there. Go there. The place of the gods must be purged out of these white fucking things and churches. All right. Let me go to this this little tune, and as a matter of fact, Peter Tosh says, stand firm. And that's what we are supposed to do. You may feel weak because your knowledge is not there to give you strength, but you have to get to learn. You have to begin to follow what belongs to you, the knowledge that belongs to you. All right? Peter Church said, stand firm.
Stand firm, are you gonna be worth? tell me things. Put on my clothes and come with them, and make we go to church Sunday. Soul seekers, soul seekers, I say. Jacket and tie, come tell me say. Key clothes, come tell me say. If we come with him, I go to church this Sunday. Soul seeker, soul seeker, I say. All you got to do is please let your words be seen. My brother, stand firm or you're gonna feel worse. Live clean, let your word be seen. Stand firm or you're gonna feel the burn. Yeah, one come to life, see. Another one come to life, see. If you want to be saved, son, you got to go in your grave, son, yeah. Back up pushing, yeah. That is bullshit, I say. The other one come to life, see. The other one come to life, see. If you want to be the light, son, you got to love Jesus Christ, son. That is fantasy. Hold back and fix the rancy, I say. All you got to do, live clean, let your work be seen. Stand firm or go feed the world. Live clean, let your work be seen. Stand firm or go feed the world.
Live clean, let your work be seen.
Stand firm or you're gonna feed the world. Live clean, let your work be
Okay, wonderful. All right, Peter Touch. Okay, now I want to go ahead with some more of the importance and imperative understanding that we ought to think. Remember, food is not going to give you knowledge. You have to think, right? Think about that. You have to put your mind to think and direct your will to reject or accept. You're not going to get anywhere with adding value to your life unless you are willing to think and to grasp the knowledge that will add value to your life, because you will have to bend yourself to where you don't want to go or where you should not go, even if you want to go there, but you've learned not to go there, and that's what you want to do. That's what you're going to benefit by. Now, listen, we have this big, big problem, and unless we elect to get out of it, we will go along with these white people and their antics and what they have triumphed, what they have used to triumph over us. We still have the opportunity to get on track. So let me go and read this portion. Homo erectus Inquisition, because that's what these white people are, the butcher of the African people. And if you don't read that, over the past, you know, many centuries. Inquisition and the things that they have done to the African people to be where they are. Make false government and use it and still using it. And we don't even know that. And the reason why we would accept that they have a constitution is simply because we are ignorant of the fact. And the way we ought to live, the way we are living now, is not the way we are supposed to live. But they have, you know, like I said, the interbreeding. That was the first thing that put them in the position that they're in. And so, you have to know who the Inquisitions are. Because today they call themselves by Israel, and they call themselves Semitic people, and take over a place, our place, in Palestine. Israel and these people, I mean, scatter their filth all over the place, and we have to satisfy with it. Because we don't have a knowledge to propel them, to push them out. I mean, as long as they've been there, I mean, I mean, under the condition that we were not able to deter them, our people, because we were not back there 2,000 years ago. But these people have sink their stuff into us, you know, over some 100,000 years ago. So how easy thing it is to get them back where they belong. It means that we cannot stay negligent and just go along with what they do. It means that we must get some glimpse of who we are and what we are supposed to be. We have to, because we don't need to get no gun and go fight these people. Because all you need is one of those tornadoes. You know what I mean? To do big, big, exhaustive damage, man. And I just read it to you where we, you know, what our position is with civility. We don't have any value based on the way we have been coming along since we were born into Christmas and all this kind of stuff. We don't have any value at all.
because of what we believe. Now, do we want to regain everything that belongs to us, all these mortgages and stuff like that that you're paying to them? They're criminals. They're criminals. And I'm telling you the truth. It is. They are criminals. Why would I tell you that? You know, they take what we have and then, you know, we never sell them anything, but they're selling us, right? If you don't know, you can't talk. You have to know to talk. And you have got to want to possess what is yours in order to get yourself in the right position. All right, here we go. Homo erectus, Inquisition. Israel, they call Palestine. Deportation of 51 African hybrid people. They call us Black Hebrew Israelite. So there is a white Hebrew too. They reserve the right to call themselves Hebrew. And none of these things pertain to them. Like I said to you, where did they come by calling themselves Israelite? And calling us and writing about Abraham and talk about Black Hebrew Israelite. They are deporting out of Palestine. You imagine what we have got to do to put them into this position. It's just behaving like we don't know what is going on in the world and allow these people to do whatever they want, right? So they're going to deport the people who belong to the place, deport them out. Well, they kill a lot of them long time from AD first. And before that, they started. But when they really, really turned on the pressure was after they win the four-year war, okay? From what do you call it now? 66 till 70. Yeah, right? So now, these white people will never stand up in front of you while you tell them the truth. You know, I mean, straight as an arrow. And the bullseye. They cannot stand up and talk to you. I mean, whether them said I'm a president or whatever it is, military ranger or whatever it is, they cannot stand up in front of you. If you know what I'm saying to you here, read and know, they will not. So this is what I'm trying to tell you. They don't have anything, and that's what we are to be able to represent, that they don't have anything. They are criminals from way back when. And they would like to kill off every single one of us that would try to pose a problem to them, because they don't think that they should give up what they have achieved. You see what I mean? You can't take anything from them. No. I mean, the very thing that they have stolen from us, nobody cannot take it from them, you know. You see that their attitude is? That's right. Because they intend that sodomy must fill the world. That's their thinking. Now, we are the only one who must make the change. And we're not going to do it with military might. It's a different might. All right? So come on now. Number A. The word Israelite comes from the uncivilized sodomy, uncertified. The sodomy. Yes. Where the word Israelite comes from. Where the word Israelites come from. the uncivilized sodomy, uncertified Christianity Bible. That's where it comes from. It's nothing civilized at all. They make it up. Contrived. A lie. It contrived, mean the Bible, right? It contrived a lie that they were the descendants of the biblical patriarch Jacob in ancient times. Do you get that? You talking about the people that I tell you about 3.5 million years ago. They now fix themselves. Now, this is what they do to the African people. And when I'm telling you what has happened, why we are in this situation we are in, these folks don't have anything to do with us, but the interbreeding bring them in that let them, what you call, disrobe the African people of who they naturally are. We are naturally who we are, but they come in with the interbreeding and decide to make us be who they were, and they become who we have been. Okay? So it goes on to say, it contrived a lie that they were the descendants of the biblical patriarch Jacob. Now, there is no biblical Jacob except what these faggot white people make up, okay, about Jacob in ancient time. The term is translated from the Greek, and they have one funny word that they call it, which was used to describe the Israelites, were a confederation of Iron Age Semitic speaking tribes of the ancient Near East, who inhabited a part of Canaan during the tribal and nomadic periods. All these are foolishness that they're writing here about themselves and about African people. It's the interbreeding syndrome that you're listening to that they are writing. The Iron Age was a period of human history that started between 1200 BC and 600 BC. Now, Iron Age, that means they're talking about the Bronze Age. So when they talk about Iron Age, it's really the Bronze Age. Really the Bronze Age that they're talking about, right? Iron Age, because that's when iron began to be used. You see, not stone tools, all right? So these people, if you don't understand the real history and from a, the beginning of the chronology of humanity. If you don't get the knowledge from there, all you do is swim in shallow water. When you read something that these sodomite people are writing about Bible and Jacob and Abraham and God, you see, because those things are not something that we are to see as civilized things. These sodomites interbreed and come in and engraft themselves into us. Now we must get that totally out, because if we do not, the gods will never pardon us, never pity us. You don't see it? Yeah, we can't violate so much of the gods' things and think that we are praying to a god in the Bible and all this whole bunch of nonsense. All right. B. Proof that the uncivilized Bible Genesis creation account of Abraham finding a spirit God that and begat their name, Jacob, a Hebrew in Arabic, Yaqub, also called Israel, Hebrew, Yashrel. See they're talking about all kind of foolishness and make you feel like it is something you're for real. You see what I mean? So it says, Hebrew, Yishrael, Arabic, is Rahel, Hebrew patriarch who was the grandson of Abraham. Lie. They making up the story. The son of Isaac and Rebekah and the traditional ancestor of the people of Israel. See that? Now, the Bible story here makes it vivid. African Homo sapiens hybrid ethnic people origin came directly from Jacob and affirming the identity of Abraham and his grandson Jacob, Israelite, Semitic speaking, and Hebrew. Bible begin this story at Genesis 25. Question. When then did the 1.5 million years uncivilized, non-speaking Homo erectus, Proto-Indo-European Stone Age maker and lit fire? When? They are telling us all these things as fact, and it's not from the pen of anybody that was in that time that write these things. Or do we have an African history of these things? If we have it, how would they get it? When we and them don't share. And they couldn't talk. Right? So these white people and the trick, them whole bunch of trick that they have worked and produced so-called evidence, it worse is when we believe it and don't know it's not of us at all. All right? And why they can't talk about they have AD and Adam and the law and all them kind of things and a new world order. No, that's serious stuff. So it goes on to say, yeah, when did they make stone tool and makers fire? Hmm? Become Israel in Palestine. Since when? How did they get to become Israelis with AD Anno Domini Latin in the year of our Lord? Since when? Ruling Abraham and Jacob's offspring by uncivilized AD law legislation with penalty of death, forced conversion of Judaism, Christianity, and confiscation of property by terrorist inquisition and crusades. Since when? How did they get into our race with their background? You know, that 100,000 years, there is the proof in history. They were not talking. They never talked before. They have nothing in Europe today that can prove that they were civilized before or have any kind of this level of civility they have today. till after 100,000 years ago, before 100,000 years ago, right? So how did they interbreed up with us and become a part of Abraham and Isaac and God? Oh, that, and them no come from none of that background at all in the history. What is your answer to that question? Sodomite thieves must be destroyed. And that's what it's all amounts to, my friends. All right. Now, I thank you for tuning into the program. And I think I have said some things to you and still would like to tell you some more things that really that have to do with the theme that I'm talking about. And for those who are listening, I'm not carrying you on my shoulder. I give you the history for you to observe where it started and has things come right along in chronological order, man. So don't be riding on my back, because I give you exactly the starting point of humanity, right? Coming right from the World History textbook. So I want to tell you now about what we cannot allow these white people to mess up for us is the things that were given to us in civilization. And I read that earlier, that the gods came to earth and set up the first new world order of civilization. And we were created in the image and likeness of the gods, using Homo sapien blood mixed with the gods' blood. These sodomite white people, they come up with this fiction and contrivance of Jesus. Jesus never exists anywhere at all in the world. Okay? Since human civilized time. Never. Just never. And if you don't think these people are criminals, come on, learn the history and begin to talk to them, and you will see what happens. Now, it's a big, long Sumerian narrative as to how we were created and the things that were given to us by our creators. I'm going to read some of that to you. That has a lot to do with the man in Nibiru. His name is Anu, and his wife, two sons, that is featured in the narrative. It's the one is the first son before Anu was married. His name is Enki, the greatest science that we read about. And he was the leader that brought a working class people to Earth to do gold mining. It's a big project that they had. And all that you see as established in the world, not by mankind, it's by the knowledge, the great knowledge of this great scientist, Enki. And these white people come to the point where they reserve the right to wipe out what we know and what we actually believe in. Not something that we don't know. It's the history that represents the fact to us. It's what we know. If that is not knowledge, then we don't have anything at all. So here we have some reading speak of the deities, the gods. All right. The text then explains, and of course, I'm jumping into the paragraph after it started a few paragraphs ago, right? I'm just taking up at this part where it says, the traditions and rituals that began in summer were thus carried on both physical and linguistically. Another text from Uruk, priest, regarding daily sacrifices. And another thing I want to remind you of these white people. They go around and writing things about our own hybrid people that live, you know, over the past, you know, few hundred thousand years. And they are writing that these hybrid people were doing human sacrifices. When I saw that, you know, I think to myself, then, oh, I have not read where institution of human sacrifice. Human sacrifice was practiced by the gods. All right, so listen to this portion real good, because I look for things as I read, you know, when I find something contrary to what is written in the history representing the incipient time when we came about and who our creators are and what they did and what they taught. So it goes on to say, another text from Uruk instructing the priest regarding daily sacrifices. And this is where you would normally see where they mention human sacrifice. Let's see if you're going to hear anything about human sacrifice in what I'm reading, which represents the core of what those deities did and what they said, right? So if they're not telling us here that they offer human sacrifice, then I don't see anything beside these sodomite white people. That's what they do. They write a lot of things and make it seem like it's our history. It should be consistent. It shouldn't be hidden if it is true. But they pick and choose places to insert things that are not true in our history. Just as you have Adam and Eve in a garden. That is not. That, I mean, something is written in history about Adam and Eve. Or maybe not. We are accustomed to Adam and Eve, but other names. And Adamu. It wasn't Adam like it's in the Bible. It's Adamu. Okay, it probably Eve, the woman is Eve, but you know, they not interested in obliterating everything, but things that cannot be foundation, they're not going to write it. No, I mean things that are a foundation in the history, they're not going to write it, but they will write some other indications of stuff like that don't go towards foundation of the history. Okay? So it goes on to say, the priest was given calls for sacrifices of fat. So it tells you that the text from Urach instructing the priest regarding daily sacrifices calls for, listen, the daily sacrifices calls for the sacrifice of fat, clean rams whose horn and hooves are whole, W-H-O-L-E, to the deities Anu and Antu. So they're going to be fed with this meal to the planet Jupiter, Venus, Mercury, Saturn, and Mars, to the sun as it rises, and to the moon on its appearance. The text then explains that appearance means in respect to each one of these seven celestial bodies. It meant the moment when they come to rest in the instrument is in the midst of the Bit Maharat. In the midst of the Bit Maharat. Bit Maharat. Right? This is an instrument. Bit Maharat. House viewing. That is the Maharat. The house of viewing. So it comes into the midst, the instrument, which is in the midst, in like in the middle of the Maharat. House, it is called house of viewing. Further instructions suggest that this enclosure was on the topmost stage of the temple tower of the god Anu. Depictions have been found that show divine beings flanking the temple entrance and holding up poles to which ring-like objects are attached. The celestial nature of the scene is indicated by the inclusion of the symbol of the sun and the moon, figure 56. In one instance, the ancient artist may have intended to illustrate the scene described in Urach. Urach ritual texts depicting Enlil and Enki flanking the gate the gateway through which Anu is making a grand entrance. The two gods are holding post to which viewing devices, circular instruments, a hole in the center, are attached, which is in accord with the text that spoke of sun disk in plural. Sun disk. The sun and moon symbols are shown above the gateway, figure 57. Other depictions of poles with wings, freestanding, not held up, flanking temple entrance, figure 58, suggesting that they were the forerunners of the uprights that flanked temples throughout the ancient Near East in ensuing millennia. Columns at Solomon's temple are the Egyptian obelisk. Now, you know what an obelisk is, right? Now, you know, these white people have obelisk decorate their scenery. You see, this is a part of how they intrude upon the gods' belongings. That belongs to us Africans. But they go everywhere and they do that. Right? They have all things concerning us in their Department of Antiquity, where they have all these bogus governments. They take these things that belong to us and carry it. They go decorate up themselves. This is the kind of stuff why African people must begin to read and know the things that our knowledge for us. Don't give them these things. But they take it. And none of us make any motion to take it back. Africa don't make no motion to take it back. Africa is making money off America. America gives them money. Why America is giving them money when they are stealing and killing African people and taking away all wealth? You see? And Africa, that should have governmental control over all things of the world, except them up into Europe, right? That is given to them. They up there from 1.5 million years ago, and no authority, trouble them with up there. So what are we doing as African people? What are we doing? Everything is telling us what belongs to us and who creates us. These guys are telling us that, no, is this faggot God in the Bible creates all of us. And we go to church and worship that. Amen, amen. The obelisk is concerning the establishment of the gods. And yet still, we allow them to take even that and the temples that were created to worship the gods. Then take it too. That these originally had an actual and not just symbolic astronomical function. You hear that? And yet still we allow these sodomites to come and make a phony moon the moon calendar is what them they call it, it's not a solar calendar. They call it another name for moon. I don't remember right now. I'm pushing my brain to remember. It might come to mind. But the it is telling you that the gods created the first calendar on Earth when they came here. And that's all that is relevant to African hybrid people. These folks are not even recognizing that we are hybrid after they interbreed with us. You see what I mean? And it's the reason why they make this bogus AD on a Damani calendar, and there is a new world now with Christmas and Easter, and this lie about Christ Jesus and Jesus crucified on the cross and all. None of these things are true. You want to tell me that black people are so dumb? That all of these things are written, you know, taken from real history and written in the Bible and deny the truth of existence of both the gods and the people that they created, even though they are writing in the Bible that God created man in his own image and likeness, and they are lying about what God image is, and black people still sup that down. So it goes on. These things that these original things that stood up by themselves, that these originally had an actual and not just symbolic, right? These things that are made and a part, a building that is used for Anu himself, where he walked through these doors. You see, these white people with their interbreeding selves, now that they can talk and find out that black people don't add up to much of anything, right? And turn the gods against us. That's what they do. So they turn the gods against us and they take control of us. That's what happened. We don't have the connection with our creator anymore. That's why they have a Bible and stuff like that and controlling up everything. Right? Because the gods, you know, leave us to take care of ourselves. Because we have government and everything to control our world society. But we don't set up, we don't do nothing. And they give everything over to these white people for it. That's why they kill us. They fuck our ass. They do everything that is wrong to us. And Africa is still over there, not saying anything. Okay? So it goes on to say, the astronomical function could be gathered from an inscription by the Assyrian king Tiglath-Pileser, and it is saying, "Oh yes, Tiglath-Pileser first, and he lived 1115 to 1077 BC. Right? So that is like about 115 years. Under till so he ruled from this time to 1077 B.C., in which he recorded the restoration of the temple to Anu, that's the king of heaven and earth, the boy's father, and Hadad that was built 641 years earlier and that had been lying in ruins for the past 60 years. Describing how he cleared the debris to reach the foundation and followed the original layout of the reconstruction, the Assyrian king said. Two green towers to discern the two great gods I built in the house of brilliance, a place for their joy, a place for their pride, a brilliance of the stars of the heavens with the master builders of artfulness with my own planning and exertions the insides of the temple I made splendid. In its midst, I made a place for the rays directly from the heavens. So this is a tower, a viewing tower he's talking about. You see? In the walls, I made the stars to appear. I made their brilliance great. The towers I made to rise to the sky. I want you to read some of that to let you hear what we are all about as African people. This history becomes too good for us, according to these white sodomite people who make up only church for us. That church don't belong to. And it won't move until we move it, because the gods is not coming here and doing it for us. If we don't decide to come to senses and exact our existence, then these sodomites will do it to us until we are dead. All right, something I read to you before about, you know, the gods and us who are taught all of these urban civilization in the new urban civilization, all of them develop religions, plain, which means all hybrid people are supposed to be taught, explain the workings of the forces of nature that has to do with our creators, the gods. The workings of the forces of nature, and then secondly to us, and the fact their own existence. So when an African person don't know the history of their own existence, they are no different from a goat. You see? No different from a donkey, animals out there. Because it's the knowledge that is supposed to give you understanding of who you are. And if you cannot radiate on the outside what your inside is, then you're like animals out there, right? So now it goes on to tell you how life began to function from the emergence of the civilization coming out of the Bronze Age. And it say we now have a new structure of life because we are no longer in the villages anymore. Like royalty now, right? This new civilization, it is a time when it says the rulers think their rule was divine. By their rule was like the kings. They think that their kingship is by divine approval, by the gods. Which is so. That's what it is. Now, that none of that not going on today, right? But this is exactly for only civilized African ethnic people. Not for them who come and take over everything. But the interbreeding is what caused the whole thing to be like this. Because we should not interbreed with them. I mean, 100,000 years ago, right? Interbreeding with them. Why then get Pitney like Obama and this other guy there, I mean, smart guy, what's his name? Jussie Smart. We put up other people for attack him and say, people attack him and call himself black man and all them kind of thing. So now, our life experience is not what we are experiencing with these white people coming all over us with them faggot self. That's not our life we are living right now. Your appear mortgage and all this kind of, it's not our life because we never did give them, sell them nothing when they come here and say they want place to, you know, to develop. We never sell them nothing. Them come here and want to take over everything and take a tax or every single thing from you and stuff like that. And them never know what taxes is until they come to know civilization from us. You see? Everything that them are do is what they learn from what the gods establish. It goes on to say, and some rulers claimed to be divine. This all has to do with us governed by a calendar that is connected to the blood that is inside of us. We must not live without this. But these sodomites come and because of the interbreeding, right? And them have all these white people that have our blood in them vein, but they are still sodomites. Because them can't get rid of their species genome. Their species genome is the hominid. And hominid evolved into Homo erectus, right? And then they interbreed with the Neanderthals and become more human-like, the third, because they are, these people are second-class human beings. And when they interbreed with the Neanderthals, they were interbreeding with the third development. And what make the Neanderthal third development human is because they come from Homo sapien, which has nothing to do with humanid. But these sodomite people will tell you something different. But you read it in the will, it's the textbook that say what I am repeating. I'm repeating what it says here because I don't have an interest in saying something else. But they do. You see. And they are afraid of us knowing and kicking them out. And that they worry about. You see. And do everything so that we don't know nothing. All right. But this is the world that we belong to. The new social structure. Whereas we African people live by knowing the workings of the forces of nature, like the tornadoes and all the kind of stuff that you see, and the rain that fall and everything like that. it is those scientists that come from 10th planet who know about the things we would like to know and like to be, right? So they come here, and this is the life they set up, and leave us with kingship government, and only to let these sodomites come with their interbreeding self and get this new generation of the Obamas and the rest of them that you see there. The Trump and the rest of them have we blood in them, all right? And a data guan, and unless we turn fool, no sooner than our people interbreed with them, and you know, and gradually over time, we don't know when things change. And we here today, we don't know, period. We only know we are idiot. When you come to read history and find out, you find out that they turn us into idiots, right? And but the world that we are in and placing is not church, right? It's a way of life that we, the people, the white people, by intermingling with them, and they have our blood, they have all the intelligence they need to be the greatest criminals. They are the Inquisition. And they make law now near AD and Adamani and everything you do, you have to go through their law. If one day you decide, so you're not going to do it, you will see something. You will see something. If you know what to say. All right? So a new social structure of human civilized society. It says, a new social structure based on economic power also arose. So it doesn't say that life just began here. Simply saying that in the Bronze Age, the gods established a higher way of life. That's why bronze, iron, and stuff like that come in. We start to use that. And that changed up the value of life. And that these white people, they come and begin to destroy the Bronze Age. That was before they overthrew the king, 509 BC. That is all about 1,000 years or so before, almost, before they overthrew the king. So, and all they were doing, since they can read and write now, is destroy everything that we have. Okay? And that's what they're doing today. And see now, because of the interbreeding, everything, they find out that we turn fool, them have better sense than we. Adata Guan. So it goes on, though, to tell you what kind of a society that started out in the Bronze Age. Rulers and an upper class of priests, government officials, and warriors dominated society. Below this upper class was a large group of three people, farmers, artisans, and craftspeople. Yes. And craft people. At the bottom was a slave class. Abundant food supply created new opportunities, enabling some people to work in occupations other than farming. So it's a new standard of life now, and people who are out there in villages and probably don't know much of anything, they're not got good school or not like that, right? Basically like, things are going on here. Some people are prospering and some people are not prospering, but things are there to make you wealthy though, if you go and work and stuff like that. And the gods make it much, much easier now for we to have a better life. And this is what is happening here. Abundant food supplies created new opportunities, enabling some people to work in occupations other than farming. The demand of the upper class for luxury items encouraged artisans and craftspeople to create new products. As urban populations exported finished goods to neighboring populations in exchange for raw materials, organized trade began to grow. Because trade brought new civilizations into contact with one another, it often led to the transfer of new technology from one region to another. By and large, however, the early river valley civilizations developed independently. Each one was based on developments connected to the agricultural revolution of the Neolithic Age, and the cities this revolution helped to produce. Taken together, the civilizations of Mesopotamia, Egypt, India, and China constituted nothing less than a revolutionary stage in the growth of human society that don't include anything that name European. None whatsoever. And it tells you clearly that these are the four big civilizations that began in the emergence of civilization, where everything that affects civilized life, this is where it began, the bigger form of life for us, excluding anyone else who were not civilized. No white people, not in there, in this world is the textbook. There's no way there would be anybody that is civilized and it's not in here. And it shows everything pertaining to civility comes from the gods direct to African creation in their image and likeness. You know, see, all the people, they be killing us and stuff like that. You know, see, all we behave like we don't have no sense that anything is going on. Right? Because we don't have that nature there. We're different from them. How do we let them killing us and leading us now? We turn fool and stuff like that. And they learn civilization from us. And history show that from they're coming from 3.5 million years ago, ancestry. We were not around. Not even the gods weren't here when they go up into Europe. Because they're up in Europe 1.3 million years up there and can't talk. Mute for three and a half million years. They're mute, never talk, never speak. Only could have enough sense to make stone tool and woo. Okay? So it's the interbreeding that caused what is going on the earth here right now. Because they interbreed with us. Our people were told, no, do it. Seem like they turned fool. They never know if it all. You see? And that is the reason why we turn fool today. If we learn and start live the right way, it would be a different thing inside of you because your life, you would come alive. But if you turn fool and still do the same foolishness where them I do and I live under these faggot people will take away everything from you and make you look like you're an idiot. and tell you anything they want to tell you. If you know the truth, they never do it. And so it is. And it goes on to like writing, the use of writing. Let's see. Yes. Okay. So as the book tells you, the use of writing, they never invent nothing because they never know how to talk. You see? And it tells you clearly, writing was an important feature in the life of these new civilizations. Above all, rulers, priests, merchants, and artisans use writing to keep accurate records. Of course, not all civilizations depended on writing to keep records. The Inca in Peru, 11, for example, relied on well-trained memory experts to keep track of their important matters. Eventually, all of the first civilizations used writing as a main, as a means of creative expression as well as for record keeping. This produced the world's first works of literature. It's not them. Go to Europe and see if they have anything that show that they were civilized. No. And is when we began to make iron, copper, bronze, that they stopped making stone tools. And today they want you to think that they are the ones who made it. Listen, I am like everybody else that grew up in a church, right? And because we are infected with this Holy Ghost and all that kind of stuff, we don't stand a chance of getting out of that mindset. Good blessing for me to start read and find out that something is different. And say, all right, well, I want to find out. And here it is. All right? So here I stand. And let's see here what we have there. Nat King Cole, Stardust.
And now the purple dusk of twilight time steals across the meadows of my heart. High up in the sky, the little stars climb, always reminding me that we're apart. You wander down the lane and far away, leaving me a song that will not die. Love is now the stardust of yesterday, the music of the years gone by. Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely night dreaming of a song. The melody haunts my reverie, and I am once again when our love was new. And each kiss an inspiration, but that was long ago. Now my consolation is in the stardust of a song. Beside a garden wall, when stars are bright, you are in my arms. The nightingale tells his fairy tale, a paradise where roses bloom. Though I dream in vain, in my heart it will remain, my stardust melody, the memory of love.